我今天跟弟兄借了一点时间，想要再与弟兄姊妹再唱一首诗歌。
I borrowed some time from my brother. I would like to sing another hymn.
大家很熟悉的 Amazing Grace 187首。
187 Amazing Grace。
如果可以的话，弟兄姊妹尽量我们把第一节也能够背起来是最好。
If possible, brothers and sisters, that we can memorize the first verse.
我们唱英文，可以的话一同唱英文。
If you can, we'll sing in English.
好，我们一起来唱。
Let us sing together.
Thank you.
这个歌词看一下，等一下我会提到。
Let's look at the verses.
这第一节。
In the first stanza.
他说，惊人恩典 ，Amazing Grace.
It says here, Amazing Grace.
这个声音何等的甘甜。
How sweet the sound.
我是一个无赖，但是我今天。我是一个蒙主拯救的一个无赖。
Though I'm a wretch, but I've been saved.
对，曾经失落，但是我被寻见。
I once was lost, but now am found.
过去我是眼瞎的，但是我今天能够看见。
I was blind, but now I see.
第二节。
In the second stanza.
有一个恩典呢，教我向主敬畏。
And there was this grace that taught my heart to fear the Lord.
但是那个恩典呢，又让我们觉得好像能够坦然的来到神的面前。
But yet this grace, we can come to Him.
这个作诗人他永远不能够忘记，他第一次见到主的时候呢，他是怎么领受神的恩典。
This him will never forget the first time when the grace appeared to him.
第三节。
Third stanza.
下面好，他一生呢，都是我的盾牌，都是我的有份。
That he is my shield and my portion as long as this life endures.
他的应许，他的恩典，要引导我经过这一生。
His promises and his hope will lead me through this entire life.
第四节。
Fourth sentence.
在我的人生当中呢，有经过许多的艰难。
And that I've been through many dangers, joys, and snares through my life.
但是靠着主的恩典，我一路都非常的平安。
By His grace, I have been led peacefully.
我也深信主的恩典会一直引领我，直到见主面的那日。
And I trust that His grace will lead me till I see Him again.
这样好了，我们把第一节我们再唱两次。
We'll sing the first stanza twice.
但愿你今天能够继续向我们施恩典。
Right, may today you continue to show us grace.
开我们心中的眼睛，叫我们看见我们是蒙了何等大恩的人。
Open the eyes of our hearts to see how much grace we have received from you.
愿我们回归那个向你的单纯。
Or that we return to that simplicity in you.
当我们看见你的恩典、你的慈爱的时候，世上的一切。都要变成暗淡。
Lord, we see your grace and your loving kindness. All these things will in the world will be dimmed.
愿你今天向我们每一个人都施恩。
Lord, that you show grace to each and every one of us today.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我今天的主题就是精准的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, my message today is amazing grace.
其实我的目的也很简单。
And my purpose is very simple.
我们愿意来借着认识主的恩典，经历主的恩典，恢复我们向主的一个爱心。
Through experiencing His grace, through His grace that we will come, that will our love toward Him may be recovered.
其实我想我交通的也是非常的基本。
What I share is very basic.
然后当我在准备的时候呢，我实在觉得主的恩典很大，有很多的方面。
And as I was preparing, I see that the grace of God is very great.
但我也不觉得我能够把主的恩典讲得完全。
I don't feel that I can speak completely His grace.
但是只要我们每一个人都在主面前蒙受他的恩典。
But as we have received His grace,
更多宝贵他的恩典。
That we'll treasure His grace.
我想这就够了。
And that is enough.
开头的时候呢我们先来读两处的圣经。
In the beginning, we'll read two passages in the Bible.
我们先行翻到出埃及记的三十四章。
We'll turn to Exodus 34.
出埃及记的三十四章第六跟第七节。
Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7.
出埃及记三十四章六至七。耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and graciousLong-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
然后再请看约翰福音第一章的十四到十七节。
John chapter 1 verses 14 through 17.
约翰福音第一章十四到十七节。道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说那在我以后来的反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
John 1:14 through 17, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace,For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在我们知道圣经有旧约时代、新约时代。
We know that there is the Old and New Testament.
对，然后在那个旧约圣经里面呢，我们可以说它一个最凸显的是，可以称它做律法的时代。
The Old and the New Dispensation, and then we can say that the In the Old Testament, there is the dispensation of the law.
因为在神的工作里面呢，神颁布了律法，叫人必须遵守。
Because in the work of God, He has given the law for man to obey the law.
但他的目的呢，是叫人能够认识神的恩典。
But the purpose of it is for man to know His grace.
然后新约时代，我们通常会称它叫做恩典的时代。
So in the new dispensation, we would call it the dispensation of grace.
因为我们得救呢，是本乎恩典。
Because we have been saved by grace.
也是凭着我们的，也是借着我们的信。
And also by faith.
我刚刚读的这两段圣经哈，前面那段呢是刚颁布律法法版之后耶和华做的一个宣告。
So the two passages, the first one was after the law was given and the Lord proclaimed.
当然在那个颁布这个法版的时候呢，以色列人造了一个金牛犊。
So when they were given the law, but at that time they also they made a golden calf.
然后得罪了神，所以摩西把那个法版摔碎。
And that was what got us against, and so Moses threw the broke the law.
然后之后呢，又神又重新立了这两块法版。传给了摩西和以色列人。
So Moses broke the tablets of the law, and again God gave him, and then he passed it on.
然后当就在这个时候。
So at this time.
圣经有一个很特别的一个情形，就是在那里呢，约华开始宣告他的名。
So there was this special it was the Lord then proclaimed his own name.
也就是说，在律法时代的这个开头的时候呢。耶华对众人，对我们所有的人呢，他有一个宣告。
So at the beginning of this dispensation of the law, the Lord Himself made a proclamation.
因为神的名呢是代表这位神他的一个性情。
Because His name represents His nature.
比如说我们的主耶稣有个名字叫以马内利。
Like our Lord Jesus, He has a name called Emmanuel.
表明神要与人同在。
That speaks of that God is with us.
我们受浸的时候呢，也是奉父子圣灵的名为人施浸。
And when we baptize, we baptize in the name of the we baptize it into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
对，这表明我们的神呢是一位三而一的神。
And it speaks of the Triune God.
所以在律法时代的开头耶和华神他宣告了他一个名。
So in the dispensation of the law, the Lord Himself proclaimed His name.
他说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。
He says, the Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious.
不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Long suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
所以纵然以色列人在律法颁布之后就马上造了金牛犊就毁坏了律法。
Even though when the law was given,They made the golden calf and already broke the law.
然后神仍然宣告说，他就是一位蛮有怜悯、蛮有恩典的神。
Yet the Lord Himself still proclaimed that He's merciful and gracious.
然后这边我也是在思想，他有一个特别的说法，他说耶和华，耶和华。
He says it, the Lord, the Lord.
这个有一个领会。
We can understand it in this way.
就好像Alpha Omega 的那个感觉。
It just feels like he said Alpha and Omega.
也就是耶和华神，从耶和华神到耶和华神，从头到尾。
So it's like saying the Lord, from the beginning to the end.
他都是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
He is gracious, merciful and gracious.
这个就跟老约翰在恩典时代他启示的主是一样的意思。
Just like John in the dispensation of grace that was revealed to him.
所以当老约翰想要介绍世人他所认识的这位耶稣，在约翰福音第一章的那个地方。
So when John wants to introduce Jesus to the world,
他特别用一个简单的文字说，他就是满充充满满的有恩典有真理。
He said that he's full of grace and truth.
所以从头到尾，我们只要看到我们的主。他整个就是一个丰满的一个恩典跟真理的代表。
So when in the beginning and the end we see our Lord is abundantly represented truth and grace.
所以我们的主他是一位恩典的主，他开创了那个恩典的时代，我们今天就在当中蒙福。
And he's a God of grace, so he started the dispensation of grace, and today we are living in it.
但我们知道说，并不是他只有在恩典的时代才是恩典的神。
We know that He's not only the God of grace in this dispensation of grace.
所以我们也看见，因为神本性的缘故呢，所有的时代他所做的事情呢，他都是一位丰满的，带着丰满恩典的一位神。
Because of His nature, we know that all that He does is also full of grace.
但是我们今天活在这个恩典的时代呢，我们有一个特别的优待 privilege.
But now that we are living in this dispensation of grace, we have this special privilege.
我们能够更丰富、更丰满的来认识我们的神是一位满有恩典的神。
That we can know Him in abundance, that He is full of grace.
我们再看今天弟兄姊妹的祷告跟诗歌。跟我的交通都其实都是完全一致的。
And we see that the prayers, the songs, and also my message is in line.
我们看翻到哥林多前书十六章二十一节到二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书十六章二十一到二十四节。
First Corinthians 16.21-24.
我保罗亲笔问安，若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。主必要来，愿主耶稣基督的恩常与你们众人同在。我在基督耶稣里的爱与你们众人同在。阿们。
The salutation of me, Paul, with my own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.
我第一次对这句话，若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒，有印象，是在西岸聚会的时候。
The first time when I heard this word, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed, it was in WCCC.
那是我第一次参加西岸聚会。
That was my first WCCC.
然后我们老弟兄在有一堂信息的结束的时候
it was at the end of the meeting.
他突然提到这句话，若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。
He said that if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed.
我就没有再忘记这句话过了。
And I have not forgotten this word from them.
弟兄姊妹，在通常哈，我们跟人讲话的时候，不会讲咒诅的话。
Brothers and sisters, when we speak to man, we will not speak words of curse.
我们总是希望能够讲祝福的话。
We often speak word of blessing.
但是保罗在这边，他用一个比较特别的方式。在书信的结尾对弟兄姊妹有个劝勉。
So here, Paul used this to encourage brothers and sisters.
对，没有错，他完全可以说，如果有人爱主的话，他就是蒙福的。
Indeed, he can say that if anyone loves the Lord, he is blessed.
这句话也是对的。
It is right to say it this way.
但是他用一个反面、负面的语气，他说，如果有人是不爱主的话，这个人其实是。
But he puts it another way. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ,
所以在对在我们的弟兄的心里面，他在想说哇，怎么有人可以不爱主呢
？So in our brother's heart, he thought, how can one not love the Lord?
对，当我们这个蒙恩得救的人可以这样子不爱主的话，真的应该是落在一个咒诅的光景里。
For us, one who has been saved by grace, that we love not the Lord, then let us be accursed.
所以，就算我们有再多的圣经知识
，even we have a lot of Bible knowledge,
我们可以做，甚至可以做很多好像主的工作。
We can do a lot that seems to be the work of God.
我们也可以有一栋美好的会所。
And we can have a very good meeting place.
但如果我们失去了对主的爱的话，这一切都是枉然。
But if we lose the love for our Lord, then all these.
对，我记得，对，所以从我可能从初信的时候吧，我就自己对自己有一个期望。
So from when I first believe in the Lord Jesus, I have this expectation of myself.
对，我总觉得啊，有一天我还是会老了，哎。果然老了 ，OK。
I was thinking that I will be old one day, and indeed I am.
对，我总是心中暗暗的想，就算有一天我信主很久老了之后呢，什么都没的话，但是我还是要维持一个单纯的心。
I say to myself, you know, even when I get old, maybe I lost everything, but I want to still have the simplicity of have the simplicity.
对，不是，但我们感谢主，我们有圣经的知识，我们能够服侍主，我们能够在一起相聚，这些都是主的祝福。
Indeed, we have to thank the Lord that we can come together, we can to serve together. These are all blessings.
但有一天，如果我们失去了一个单纯失去了爱主的心的话，这些真的就不算什么。
But if one day we were to lose the simplicity of loving God, then all these are nothing.
对，我今天可能讲，就一两位、两三位弟兄姊妹的故事。
I will share with you some stories of our brothers and sisters.
对，有一位弟兄叫做 Zinzendorf， 叫新生道夫。
There is a brother named Zinzendorf.
他的这个出生很容易记，是一千。公元一千七百年。
He was born in 1700.
他出生的他的父母亲其实都是爱主的弟兄和姊妹。
His parents loved the Lord.
但是在他出生一个多月的时候呢，他的父亲就去世了。
But a month after he was born, his dad passed away.
这个弟兄，我称他，如果称他是年轻的时候像一个孩子，他这个孩子真的非常特别。
So when he was younger, I call him, you know, this child. So this child was very special.
对，当他回忆他过往的这些经历主的人生的时候呢，
when he was reflecting on the experience of God in his life,
他说有一次呢，也是另外一个弟兄哈，就是在他六岁的时候呢，跟他讲了一段话。
So there was this brother when Brother Zinzendorf was six. This brother spoke to him.
他说那一段就是在主里面一些爱主的话，这段话对他心中很大的触动。
These words of loving God really touched him.
所以他说他六岁的时候就奉献给主。
So he said when I was six, I consecrated myself to the Lord.
然后九岁的时候呢，就开始写信，写一些向主耶稣写信。
So at age nine, he started writing letters to the Lord.
好像就是写一些我要可不可以这样讲，就像情书一样，就是一个爱的书信。
Just like love letters writing to the Lord.
所以他九岁的时候就他回忆说那时候就常常跟小朋友们传福音。
So he said he was recalling, you know, when I was nine, I started preaching the gospel to the little kids.
然后当他十岁的时候呢，他更坚固的向主许了一个盟约。
So when he was ten, he steadfastly he had a vow before the Lord.
他说我主啊，我一生都要属于你。
He told the Lord, you know, and made this covenant, Lord, you know, I belong to you my entire life.
对，他其实很聪明，或是那时候人可能上大学比较早，可能十五六岁就要去上大学了。
At that time, he went to the university. Maybe back then it was early, like 16 or 17 years old.
所以他在上大学之前呢，有一个就像我们今天高中毕业有一个毕业旅行。
So before he entered college, he after high school graduation, he went for a little travel.
他是德国人。
He was a German.
所以他毕业旅行的时候去德国其他的城市旅游看看。
So he traveled around different cities in Germany.
后来他到了一个美术馆。
So he was at this museum.
那年他十五岁。
He was 16.
他到了美术馆之后呢，看到了一幅图。
At the art museum, he saw a painting.
那个图呢，就是画了主耶稣被钉十字架的一个情景。
It was a scene of the Lord Jesus being crucified.
上面写了一句话。
On there was a phrase.
为你，我舍去一切；为我，你舍去了什么
？For thee, I gave my life. What hast thou given me？
所以有一个可能根据他的回忆或者有一个说法，他那时候深深的被这幅图画所吸引。
Perhaps it was his when he was remembering, or it was told that he was very drawn to this painting.
他心里就一直在想说，主啊，你为我真的舍去了一切。
Lord, you have given all for me.
我总是感觉就算是我给了你什么，好像都不够。
And I feel that whatever I gave you is not enough.
所以他就一直在那里看着图画，在那边思想，一直到那个美术馆关门的时候。
So he was pondering before the painting until the museum closed.
然后过了一百多年之后呢，有一个姊妹。
So after about a century, a sister.
她也是，她是一个英国的姊妹，叫 Havergal， 就海弗高姊妹。
A sister in England, Havergal.
她应该也是去德国哈，就是在她二十三岁的时候呢，她去应该也是看到了同一幅的图画。
When she was about 23, I think she visited Germany and saw the same painting.
所以在她二十三岁的时候，她看了这幅图画，心中也很受感动。
So she was very touched.
所以她写了一首诗歌。
She wrote a hymn.
就是在我们那个圣徒诗歌297首，为你我舍生命这首诗歌。
It's in our hymnary 297, for thee I gave my life.
对，这首诗歌就唱着说，为好像。就是用主耶稣的一个第一人称来对我们唱。
So it's like Jesus in his first person sings to us.
就好像主耶稣向我们问话说，我为你舍了一切。
And telling us, you know, I have given my all.
对，你为我舍了什么？
What has thou given me?
我为你费了多年。
I've spent many years on you.
你给了我多少时间？
How much time have you given me?
我为你撇下了一切。
I've given all for you.
你为我撇下了什么？
What has thou given to me?
但是这首诗歌最后面，他又对主有一个回应。
So at the very end, he has an answer, a response.
对，主啊，你为我舍了一切。
Lord, you have given all for me.
我也愿意把我自己全部都给你。
I'm willing to give my all to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们所信的主是同一位。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same Lord whom we believe.
主舍命，他为新生道夫，他为了海弗高舍命。
He has given his life for Zinzendorf and for Havergal.
他也为了你，也为了我舍命。
He has also given his life for you and for me.
为什么这些弟兄姊妹，新生道夫、海弗高，比我们更加的爱主呢？
And why is it that our brother and sister Zinzendorf and Havergal love the Lord more than us?
对，有的时候，我们也知道，我想弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，应该基督徒应该要爱主。
I believe that brothers and sisters know that Christians ought to love the Lord.
所以我们也觉得，我要爱主。
And we do know we have to love the Lord.
但有的时候好像感觉爱不太动。
It's like, you know, we're not able to move and to love him.
心中也知道，但是就是好像没有那个感动，那个动力，好像去爱。
Our hearts know, but it's as if we have no motivation to love him.
对，我相信应该有可能不同的原因。
I believe there are different reasons.
那今天我在想的是一个事情。
But today I'm thinking of one thing.
是跟恩典有关系的。
It has to do with grace.
我也觉得有的时候。是因为这个爱主下面有一个我们基本的认识和经历。
So this loving God, we have this basic knowledge and experience.
在我们有个基本的那个认识，所以他这个可以叫我们有一个爱主的一个根基。
And this basic understanding can have a foundation to love God.
我今天想要交通的这个原因呢是。如果我们认识到我是蒙受了多大的赦免和恩典
I want to share that if we truly understand how much grace that we have received, how much we have been forgiven,
我越能够真实认识到我是蒙了多大的恩典
then more truly can we understand how much grace we have indeed received.
我向着主的爱就越多。
Then I'll have more love toward the Lord.
这个是记载在路加福音第七章。
And this is recorded in Luke chapter 7.
这段圣经有路加福音第七章的36-50节。
In Luke chapter 7 verses 36-50.
对，这段圣经是有点长，好像。
It's a little long.
路加福音的第七章。36-50节。
Luke chapter 7 verses 36-50.
所以请允许我们我就只念中文。
I will only read in Chinese.
OK, 路加福音第七章36节开始。有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭， 耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着沉香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子请说。耶稣说，有一个债主，有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子，因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干，你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚，你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚，所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。 OK， 这个事情我个人觉得跟那个玛利亚用香膏膏主应该是不同的一个女人。
So personally I see that this woman is different, it's not the same woman Mary who have anointed the Lord.
对，但不管怎么样，我们可以集中在这段的这个事情。
But no matter what, we can focus right now on this passage.
通常法利赛人对主耶稣是很难接受的。
So usually the Pharisees they cannot accept the Lord Jesus.
但是这个西门这个法利赛人呢，还算是一个不错的一个法利赛人。
Now this Simon is pretty good Pharisee.
因为他请主耶稣到他家里面坐席，请他吃饭。
Because he invited the Lord Jesus to come and eat with him.
对，也许他虽然可能应该还没有真正的相信主是救主，但是他至少很尊重他，认他是先知。
Perhaps he hasn't received him as savior, but he respected him.
所以他在主耶稣说话的时候，他也对他也非常的礼貌，非常的客气。
So he was very courteous toward the Lord.
但是我们在这个事情故事，在这个事情里面，我们看见西门跟那个女人是一个对比。
But in this story, we see that Simon and the woman here are opposites.
这个西门对我们的主好像没有任何的感情啊。
The Simon, he doesn't have any feeling towards the Lord.
有的时候，我相信弟兄姊妹在波饼聚会的祷告都是非常都是真诚的，从心里面真实的出来。
I believe that brothers and sisters pray sincerely from your heart to the Lord during the breaking of the bread meeting.
但是有时候我也感觉说，我们来到主的面前。
And sometimes I feel when we come before our Lord.
好像比较像西门。
We are kind of more like this Simon here.
对，比较不像这个女人。
And we are not like this woman here.
我们对主耶稣有尊敬。
We respect our Lord Jesus.
我们也知道说我们是很诚心的要来纪念主。
And we know that we come and remember him sincerely.
但是里面好像少了什么那个跟主人那么的那个感觉跟感情。
But it seems lack of that feeling for the Lord.
我们对主是很有礼貌。
We are very courteous toward the Lord.
但是好像缺了里面那个深处的一个爱主的那个爱主的心。
So we seem to lack that love that is deep from the heart.
我相信弟兄姊妹还是很愿意想要亲近主的。
I believe that brothers and sisters want to draw nigh to the Lord.
我也特别要请比较年轻的、更年轻的弟兄姊妹想一下这个事情。
I want to especially ask the younger brothers and sisters to ponder on this matter.
可能你从小就跟爸爸妈妈来到聚会。
Maybe you come with your parents at a very young age.
也愿意相信耶稣。
And you're willing to believe in Jesus.
可能也有人受浸了。
And perhaps you're also baptized.
但是每一次一同来参加聚会的时候。
But every time we gather together.
很有可能你的整个感觉。
And probably you feel the same as Simon.
这边的关键在哪里呢?
What is that crucial point?
主耶稣他自己讲说, 因为那个差别就是五两跟五十两的差别。
And the Lord said very clearly it was the difference between the 500 pence and the other 50.
我在跟福音朋友在用相似的比喻的时候,
I was trying to use the same example.
我通常是用500万美金或者1000万美金。
Or a similar example, like 500 million, 5 million, or 50 million.
但是它的意思是一样。
But it's the same meaning.
也就是说，当我们欠我们的主一个罪债。
Now, when we owe our Lord this sin, the ransom for our sin.
我们从头脑上知道说，这个罪债是我没有办法靠着我自己的行为跟能力能够偿还的。This
debt of sin, I cannot use my own ability to repay that.
所以可能，但是可能有的弟兄姊妹感觉欠了主是千万金。But
some may reveal, you know, they owe the Lord a lot.
但有的弟兄姊妹可能感觉我是欠了五两。
And some brothers and sisters may feel we only owe so very little.
我记得在我以前在一个偶然的机会看到一个见证。
And I saw this testimony.
在应该是台湾的弟兄姊妹一个家庭。
It was this Taiwanese family.
台湾有一个法律，我不知道其他地方有没有这种法律。他们有一个法律，就是上一代的那个欠债，如果上一代死了。There
is this law in Taiwan. The debt that was owed by previous generation, and this previous generation has passed on.
然后这个，对对，这个欠债呢，就要传递给他的下一代。Then
this debt will be passed on to the younger generation.
这是法律的规定的。That
is the law there.
里面记载说那个姊妹，她的父亲去世。So
it was recorded in this testimony that the dad of the sister passed away.
可能那个父亲因为一些经商失败的缘故呢，欠了很多的钱。And
her father probably because of business lost a lot of money and owed a lot.
后来债主跟那个法院呢告到法院去之后，法院做了一个判断。So
they brought it to court and the court has a have a judgment.
对，然后这个他就判说，这个整个这么巨大的债务呢，要传递给这个姊妹，她的女儿。So
the court made a decision that all these debts will be passed on to the sister of the younger generation.
所以他就那个见证就形容说，当那天他接到这个法院的判决书的时候。So
when our sister received this verdict.
哇，她心完全都凉了。And
her heart was cold.
她有。 有丈夫，然后她有很小的 baby 的小孩。She
has her husband and a baby.
她就，他们是基督徒。And
they're Christians.
但是这个压力真的非常的巨大。That
was a very heavy burden.
所以她重新的好好在主面前呢，能够恢复她的这个镇定。So
she was able to come to herself before the Lord.
然后跟她的这个基督徒丈夫呢一同。
And sleep together with her husband who's also a Christian.
因为这笔债务呢，远远一眼看来的话，远远超过他们那个薪水能够负担的那个差太大。Because
this debt, when you look at it, is beyond what their earnings were.
对，但他们就接受了这样一个判决。
But they accepted this verdict.
就说那我们尽量。 规划我们的钱财的使用，我们尽量的省钱，希望把这个债务能够把它还清。
So they did their best to want to repay all these debts.
我细节我不太记得，他们后来经过了十几二十年的时间，终于把债还清了。
I do not remember the details, but after about 10-20 years, they were able to pay off everything.
我大概有一个感觉，就是当他里面写说，当他付完最后一笔的那个欠债的时候，
I remember she mentioned after she paid the very last bit of it.
他里面有一个很大的重担终于释放的感觉。
And her burden was being set free.
所以那天当我读了这个见证，我就联想到我对，就是我对主的一个亏欠。
So after I read that on that day that the testimony, I felt I owe the Lord.
我想说，如果有这么一大笔的债务压在我的身上，
This heavy debt was on me.
但今天我来到这位施恩的债主的面前，
When I come to the one who's so gracious,
他说我愿意把你的债务从此一笔勾销。
And he said, you know, I've forgiven all your debts.
那天当我这样子想的时候，我实在觉得主的恩典真的非常宝贵。
So when I was pondering on that, I feel the Lord's grace is so precious.
我原本可能要背负的那个一生的那个重担跟债务，
I could have been bearing all this burden, this debt all my life.
但突然之间，主说，我愿意把你所有这个 burden, 所有的担子呢，一笔勾销了。
But all of a sudden, the Lord said, I'll take all your burden away.
哇，那个清晨的感觉，我可以稍微体会一下那个姊妹那种完全付清之后，那个整个人轻松清醒的感觉。
I can kind of understand how, you know, light weight to feel all the debt has been forgiven.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候当有的福音朋友，甚至出信的弟兄姊妹，有个问题。
Some gospel friends, even those who have just believed the Lord, they have a question.
对，他们有时候可能来到我们的，有机会来到我们波饼的聚会。
Maybe they have this opportunity to come to the breaking of the bread meeting.
他们就看看哦。奇怪，这个聚会里面怎么有的弟兄姊妹在流泪啊？
And they'll say, oh, you know, why are some in tears?
好像你们信耶稣的人都怪怪的，就这个聚会为什么这边哭呢？
The Christians, you guys are kind of weird. Why do you cry in the meeting?
对，有点不是很能够理解，但是又好像可以理解。
And it's hard to understand, but you know, I maybe can understand a little bit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们能够理解这个女人看到主他为什么要流泪吗？
Brothers and sisters, can we understand this woman why she saw the Lord and she was in tears?
在他的感觉里面，主给他了一个很大的赦免。
Because in her, she felt that the Lord has forgiven her so much.
他过去这个罪人呢，是所有人都轻看的。
She was being despised.
他也许他就觉得说他这个一生就是一个大家眼中一个很低很低下一个犯罪的女人了。
Because she felt that, you know, in other people's eyes, you know, she was she was being despised.
但是她今天看到主的时候，她看见的是一位施恩、施了大恩典的主。
But today when she saw the Lord, he was merciful and given her much grace.
所以呢，她在主面前流泪，用眼泪洗了主的脚。
So she was in tears and she wiped the Lord's feet with her tears.
弟兄姊妹，主看到了她的眼泪。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord saw her tears.
你们记不记得主耶稣在被卖的那一夜，最后跟门徒们最后的晚餐？
Do you remember when at the end, when the Lord was sold, he was there having supper.
他为门徒洗脚，并且劝勉门徒们要彼此洗脚。
He washed the disciples' feet, and he also encouraged them to wash each other's feet.
他为门徒洗脚，一方面是服侍门徒们，一方面也是表达你们要彼此洗脚，并且彼此相爱。
He washed their feet, also meaning that we should wash each other's feet to love one another.
西门没有为主做这件事情。
Simon did not do this for the Lord.
但是这个女人呢，她用眼泪做了这个事情。
But this woman wiped the Lord's feet with her tears.
她用她的眼泪，用她的香膏， 表明了他对主的一个感恩跟爱慕。
With her tears and with the ointment, she showed forth in response to God's grace to her.
我们刚唱的 Amazing Grace 是写的人叫约翰牛顿。
The song that we sang, Amazing Grace, was written by John Newton.
他的得救跟他的一生呢，有跟这个女人相似的一个领会跟感觉。
His being saved and his entire life has similarities with this woman.
前一阵子我跟几位弟兄姊妹提到了这首诗歌。
I was mentioning this hymn to some brothers and sisters.
对，是因为我们查了那个约翰福音主耶稣开瞎子眼睛的那个神迹。
It was because of the miracle that the Lord opened up the eyes of the blind.
我就想到说有一首诗歌呢，他说我过去眼瞎，但是我今天能够看见了。那首诗歌叫 Amazing Grace。
And there was this hymn Amazing Grace saying that once I was once blind but now I see。
所以我就到网络上面到处听听看，有没有比较合适的版本可以让弟兄姊妹听一听。
So I was going online to see which version is suitable for our brothers and sisters to listen to。
有一个地方他们。有人会写很多 comments 就是在那个诗歌下面。
And some people would write comments on it.
我才发现，哦，原来很多的那个丧礼里面也是唱这首诗歌。
Then I realized that they sing this at a lot of funerals.
我看到有一个 comment 就几句话，但是我觉得很有意思。
And there was this comment, was just a few sentences, but very interesting.
他说每一次当我听到这首诗歌的时候，我就会想到我的祖母。
Every time I listen to this hymn, I will remember my grandma.
我祖母名字叫做 Grace, 就是叫做恩典。
And her name was Grace.
但可能哈，她的祖母很受家人跟朋友的尊敬跟喜爱。
And perhaps her grandma was being respected and loved by the family.
所以她的祖母在家人当中有一个外号。
So this grandmother had a nickname among the family.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
对，就像以后你们觉得 Benjamin 很 amazing， 就叫 Amazing Benjamin.
So in the future, if you feel that Benjamin is amazing, you call Amazing Benjamin.
但他的家人就叫他 Amazing Grace.
So family called her Amazing Grace.
所以当他祖母离世葬礼的时候呢，安息聚会他们就放。唱这首诗歌 Amazing Grace.
So at a funeral in a meeting, they sang this hymn Amazing Grace.
我看了还是觉得很有意思。
It was very interesting.
John Newton 呢，约翰牛顿他七岁的时候母亲就去世了。
When John Newton's mother passed away when he was seven.
但是在七岁之前呢，这位爱主的母亲呢，已经试着借着小段的时间想把这个小孩子带到神的面前。
But before he turned seven, this mother who loved the Lord wanted to use the very little time to bring him to know God.
所以后来John Newton这个弟兄能够信主，那个种子呢，是他母亲埋在他心中的。
Now, brother came to receive the Lord Jesus. That the seed was being planted by his mother.
他的父亲可能。不是一个很尊重主的人，我看起来。
It seemed that his father didn't honor the Lord.
但不管怎么样，他在十一岁的时候呢，就跟着他父亲，他们是海员、水手啊，航海的。所以他十一岁之后呢，就跟着父亲到处航海。
So they sailed the seas. So he went at age 11 with his father.
他在这个水手的这个过程这个相处当中呢。他学会了所有这些水手这种各样的坏的习惯。
So he learned all the bad habits of the seamen when by the time he turned 17.
对，我没有试着去查他到底有一些比较详细的记录，他到底有多坏。
I didn't go and dig into how bad he was.
但大家可以想象，就是有时候水手啦，可能下了船啦，就是各式各样乱七八糟的事情，可能都会做的。
So they probably did a lot of different things when they gone on the shore.
对，不仅如此。
Not only that.
他以亵渎神为乐。
He enjoyed in blaspheming the Lord.
所以在他的年少的成长过程里面呢，他是一个反对神，并且那个整个道德非常低落的一个人。
So when he was young, he was against God and morally bankrupt.
后来他可能做的事业比较做成功一点，他成了一个贩卖奴隶的人。
So when he was being a successful businessman, and he sold slaves.
对，他是英国人。
He was British.
所以他做的生意买卖是什么呢？到非洲带很多黑人奴隶到船上，然后运到英国去。
So he went to Africa and brought a lot of Africans to be as slaves to England.
那这些黑奴呢，他们的在船里面那个环境非常的恶劣。
So the slaves were in very dire environment.
有人说就高度就没有很高，不到一米。
So like a meter kind of height down there.
对，塞了两三百个人在那个狭小的空间里面。
It was like 200 to 300 of people there.
给他们吃点东西。
Just feed them a little.
然后自生自灭。
And they're left on their own.
每一趟航程。 大概总会死掉四分之一的黑人。
About a quarter died during that trip.
他就是做了这样的一个生意，做了好多年。
And that was his business for many years.
他在23岁的时候，有一次在船上经历了一个很大的海，那个暴风雨。
So there was this huge storm, and he was 23 while they were sailing.
在那个暴风雨里面，他突然那个他母亲埋的种子可能在他身上开始提醒他了。
So the seed that his mother planted started to remind him. So when his life was in danger, he cried out to the Lord for help. So he said he believed in the Lord that day.
在我们刚才唱诗歌的时候呢,
so when we were singing that hymn,
他说他是个无赖,
he said he was a wretched.
他说他是个瞎眼,
he was blind.
他说他是一个迷失的人，
a lost one.
完全是他肺腑之言。
It was from his heart.
然后当他说他听见一个恩典的声音，他觉得这是何等美妙的声音，这也是他心中的话。
And when he said he heard this grace, there was very sweet sound. This was also from his heart.
然后那一天一个很大的风暴，叫他心中感到对人生的一个很大的害怕。
This huge storm causes him to be afraid of for his life.
所以他才会在第二节他这样写说，是恩典叫我感到畏惧害怕。
So in the second sentence, he said his grace taught his heart to fear.
对，可能过去他什么天不怕地不怕。In
the past, you know, he's not afraid of anything.
谁也不怕。He's
not afraid of God.
但当那天神是用恩典。 起了那个大暴风雨的时候，
but by God's grace, the storm was there.
他发现这个害怕也是从神的恩典来的。
And he realized that this fear came from the Lord.
但是当他直接来到神面前，施恩的主的面前的时候呢，
but when he came before this God of grace,
这个恩典又把他的所有的惧怕都拿去了。
This grace took all his fears away.
所以在他心中有个很深的感觉，
so he felt deep in his heart,
我这个无赖其实不配蒙拯救。
That is wretched. I'm so wretched. I'm not worthy of salvation.
但是主却仍然拣选了我这个卑贱的人，叫我蒙恩了。
But the Lord has chosen me who is obeyed that I can have grace.
我想弟兄姊妹听过我讲过我自己的故事。
I believe brothers and sisters heard my own story.
简单的说，就是在我高中的时候，
simply put, when I was in high school,
走在路上，
I was on the street,
有一个基督徒好心的送了我一本圣经。
Christian was so kind to give me a Bible.
我这个孩子怎么会这样子呢？当时我走了几步，前面有个垃圾桶。
This child, when I took it, and after a few steps, there was a trash can.
我就当着他的面把那本他刚给我的圣经丢到垃圾桶。
And before his eyes, I threw it in the trash can.
我不晓得我最近这几年，跟福音朋友分享的时候，常常会想到这个事情。
These few years when I was sharing with gospel friends, I keep, you know, this story just keep coming back.
我想要讲的是说，我过去是怎么样一个刚硬反对神的人。
What I want to say is that I was once so hardened and against God.
但是我今天仍然是，但是我今天有一个很大的改变，成了一个信主的人。
But today there's great change in me. I become one who believes the Lord.
这是一个方面，这讲到我的改变。
This is one aspect of my change.
但另外，其实我真的也愿意讲的是说，我是一个蒙了怜悯的人。
And the other thing I want to speak of is I'm indeed one who have received mercy.
对，如果我是神的话，这种人我会想救吗？
If I were God, you know, such a person, would I want to save?
但神没有纪念我的这些刚硬跟卑逆。
But the Lord did not remember my hardness and my rebellion.
因为他是一位施恩的主。
Because he is one who is gracious.
我相信 John Newton 的心里面对这件事情的感受。应该比我 深刻的多了。
I believe that John Newton have an even deeper impression of this.
他就像这个女人一样，他深深的，他不仅头脑知道，而且他心中深深知道，我是个欠神千万金的人。
Not only in his that he knows it, but in his heart he knows very clearly that he has owed the Lord much.
但当他今天耳朵听到说，John Newton， 你的所有的过去的一切过犯，我都一笔勾销了。
But when he heard, you know, John Newton, all that you have, you know, all the debt has been all forgiven.
这是一个何等甘甜的一个恩典的声音。
How sweet this gracious, this sound is, so gracious.
所以他写的这首诗歌其实没有很复杂。
It's a very simple song.
但是不晓得，就是很奇妙的，能够在我们心中起了很大的触动。
But amazingly, it really touches our heart.
I will speak one more point.
I will speak of what I have prepared, but just one point.
We have two situations. One is called数算神的恩典，一种叫做忘恩负义。
There are two times, one situation. One is when we count his blessings, his grace, and one is we being ungrateful.
对，这是我等下会提。然后另外一个点呢，我先提一下。
Another point.
我们在神的面前所领受呢，一切都是恩典。
What we receive before the Lord is all grace.
但是我们在恩典当中有我们应尽的责任。
But in this grace, we have the responsibility too.
然后还有一个点，我想要提的是，我们要学习做一个蒙恩典的人。
And another point I want to mention is we have to learn to be one who received grace.
对，不要做一个徒受恩典或是浪费恩典的人。
Not being one who wastes this grace and take it for granted.
我因为时间的关系，我只想一个，就是数算恩典跟忘恩负义。
Because of time constraint, I will only share this point, counting his grace and versus being ungrateful.
数算恩典我们可以用诗篇103篇的第二节来看。
When we count his grace, we can look at Psalm 103, verse 2.
诗篇的103篇的第二节。
Psalm 103.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
And forget not all his benefits.
对，圣徒诗歌有一首诗歌叫圣徒诗歌715首叫做数算神的恩典。
And Hilary says, "What is count your blessings?"
它里面其实就是悲伤，就是根据这段的圣经，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
It was based on this, forget not all his benefits.
要去数算神的恩典。
We have to count all his blessings.
我们再翻到提摩太后书三章二节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
提摩太后书三章第二节。
Second Timothy 3:2.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
我们一般在世界上做人的时候，
In this world, when we are, you know, when we are being men,
我们通常很不耻那些忘恩负义的人，对不对？
We despise those who are ungrateful.
对，有人可能有一些道德上的瑕疵，我们可以理解，或者是人啦，可以理解。
And maybe, you know, perhaps some people in the morally they're not so good, but maybe they can, you know, we can understand.
但对于这一种忘恩负义的这种人呢，大家一般来讲都是恨得牙痒痒。
But for people who are ungrateful, you know, we kind of just, you know, people just hate them.
但是有时候我在想，仔细去想，稀奇的是，好像我们基督徒里面。 忘恩负义的人很多。But
when we, you know, we think about it carefully, you know, among Christians, many of us are just ungrateful.
也就是说，大家想一想，很多时候神在我们信主的历程当中，给了我们的很多恩典。Let's
think about it. The Lord has given us so much grace in this way.
其实我们的信主就是从一个恩典的一个蒙恩的得救开始。To
believe in the Lord Jesus, it begins with grace.
但很多时候，当我们年日过久了，
after a while,
那些的恩典就慢慢的淡忘了。And
we forget the grace.
对，当我们遇到急难的时候，我们向主呼求。But
in our troubles, we come and cry out to the Lord.
然后，当主引导我们、扶持我们过了这个苦难之后，我们就忘了。And
when the Lord leads us, you know, carry us through this difficulty, and then we forget.
这个有点像我们之前提到的那个need-driven。
And it's just like what we have mentioned, need driven.
对，我们只想着，主啊，多给恩典。And
we only think about Lord, just give me more grace.
啊，但是恩典得着之后，就忘了那位施恩的主。But
when we receive the grace, we forget the one who gives us this grace.
所以保罗在说，当这个末后的时代有一种危险。So
Paul reminds us of this danger.
当中有一个叫做忘恩负义啊。One
of them is being unthankful.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要做一个常常感恩的人，这个。 很宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, we want to be one who is always thankful. This is so precious.
对，我真的觉得一个喜欢抱怨的人是很难相处的。
I personally feel that one who complains a lot is hard to get along with.
我们千万不要落在一个只会抱怨却没有感恩的人。
That we do not fall into being one who only complains with no thankfulness.
为什么我们能够感恩呢？
How come we can give thanks?
因为我们在常常数算，没有忘记。 主是一位对我们施恩的主。Because
we often count that the Lord is the one who's gracious to us.
对，很多年前那个 Andrew 给了我一个 copy 的一个见证集。Many
years ago,
photocopy,
Andrew gave me a photocopy of a testimony.
不晓得是借还是给，那现在已经还不了了。I
forgot if he lent it to me or he gave it to me, but I can't give it back to him now.
可能淹水的时候已经都扔掉了。No,
because it was lost in the flood.
所以我在印象当中有一个见证。But
when I recall, you know, there was this testimony in there.
姊妹，她经过了那个文化大革命。There
was a sister who went through the Cultural Revolution.
对，因着她信耶稣信仰的缘故呢，她被
But because of her belief in Jesus, she was being persecuted.
她那个逼迫还是比较残酷的。It was truly brutal.
Yeah.
他们后来用了一种刑具，就是假手的那个刑具。
There was this mechanism that they used.
假手指
torture mechanism, they'll just
finger,
they'll clip onto your fingers.
所以我以前以为可能只有清朝还是明朝才有那种东西。
I thought it was only the Qing or Ming dynasty that people use that.
反正他就是用那个假手指，把那个手指夹得很痛的一种刑具。
They would force into the fingers, they would just
对，就要借着痛苦去逼着他要放弃他信耶稣的信仰。
And through this pain, this torture, they would want her to give up her belief.
对，我想我们的姊妹呢，靠着主的恩典，经过了这些许许多多的逼迫。
But by the grace of God, through all these persecutions,
我最深的印象是这样子。
And this is my impression of it.
在这个事情过了之后呢，他的手因着这些刑罚呢，都手指头都变形了。
After this, and after the torture, you know, her fingers have all lost the form.
对。所以那个见证里面有一个 comment.
So there was this comment on this testimony.
他说我们的姊妹
Now sister
是用她扭曲的手指在那里数算神的恩典
That she used her deformed fingers to count God's grace His mercy His blessing
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的老姊妹经过这些事情
Through all these
她可以，她仍然可以数算神的恩典。
She can continue to count his blessings.
我们这批人如果不去数算神的恩典，
we,
我不晓得我们算什么。
If we do not come and count his grace, I don't know, you know, what are we?
感谢主，他经过了许多的苦难。
We thank the Lord after all these difficulties.
他仍然维持他是一个感恩的人。
She continued to be one who is grateful.
他借着他透过苦难。他所看见的是那位施恩的主。
And through all these difficulties, she saw the God of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这边擘饼的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we come and break bread,
其实主的设立呢，是叫我们常常纪念我们是一批蒙恩的人。
The Lord commanded us to do this that we will be people who are grateful.
我最近在学一个功课。
I'm learning a lesson recently.
有时候在生活当中受了刺激啦。
大家
不要误会，我也会受刺激啊。
Sometimes in life, in living, you've been provoked. You know, just understand that I'm also I can be provoked.
或者心中有些埋怨啦，只是没有表现出来。
I have some complaints in my heart, but I didn't really show it.
我心中就赶快唱 Amazing Grace。
And I quickly, you know, come and sing Amazing Grace.
今天很不满的时候，Amazing Grace.
When I'm still, kind of, going to complain, I sing Amazing Grace.
对，里面不舒服的时候，Amazing Grace.
And when I, feel uncomfortable within, I'll sing Amazing Grace.
我想我今天时间到了，我们可以再唱一次吗？
I think the time is up, but can we sing it one more time?
We should
memorize the first stanza.
我们一同从第一节开始唱。
We'll sing from the first stanza.
有一个点我刚忘了讲。
I forgot to mention one point.
我刚刚提到两个弟兄，一个叫新生道夫，一个叫 John Newton.
There were two brothers, one Vincent York and one John Newton.
这两个弟兄从小的生长的情况、长大的环境完全不一样。
These two brothers, their environment where they grew up in different.
新生道夫是从小在贵族家中长大。
Vincent York was born and was raised in a noble family.
John Newton 是在一个就是那种航海的那种环境长大。
And John Newton was raised in one that's sailing.
但是我想要讲的是说，不管他们生长的环境多么的不同，
and no matter the difference in their environment,
但神都带领他们成为爱主的弟兄们。所以弟兄姊妹，我们不管我们过去怎么蒙恩得救有不同，我想我们都应该并且也可以成为一批认识主的恩典并且能够爱主的人。我们有一点结束的祷告。主啊，我们何等的感恩。主啊，每次当我们想到你的恩典的时候，我们好像是眼泪中带着喜乐。一方面因着我们你所给的恩典太大，一方面我们觉得你是何等的顾念并且爱我们。主啊，我们把我们每一位弟兄姊妹交在你的手中。我们每一个人都是你重价买赎回来的。主啊，开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见我们蒙的恩召是何等的大。主啊，你是满有怜悯满有恩典的耶和华神。主啊，愿我们都能够起来，主啊，因着蒙恩的缘故我们来爱你。主啊，谢谢主，我们永远仰望你这位恩主施恩在我们的身上。祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。